G'day there and welcome back to the Morning Wide World of Sports Update. Mike Pearsall here to bring you all the action from the, well, most recently, what's happening in the sporting world. Get you up to date before you begin your Tuesday. Well, change is starting to happen at South Sydney pretty quickly after its awful start to the NRL season. The board will meet this morning to decide the future of coach Jason Demetriou. The club has also given permission for Lachlan Ilias, who's long been viewed as their long-term halfback, permission to leave the club. Daily Cherry Evans's reputation as a clean skin will be on the line tonight at the judiciary as Manly seeks a downgrade for a dangerous tackle. The skipper has played 313 NRL games, 22 origins and 21 tests, but has never been suspended. Haas partner Luke Brooks says he won't change his game if Cherry Evans is ruled out.
If Chez doesn't play, then Jakey Arthur will just jump into that role, and it doesn't change my role. I feel like we don't really play as like halfback or 5-8, although he does most of the kicking, but it was sort of more of a left and right sort of halves.
League legend Billy Slater concedes some changes might have to be made to make kickoffs safer in the NRL. The issue is back in the spotlight after Dragon centre Moses Sully was knocked unconscious from the first play of the Anzac Day clash with the Roosters. On the Billy Slater podcast, the former fullback reluctantly agrees it has to be looked at.
I think we'd be negligent to not consider changing, but at the same time, we need to still hold the fabric of our game and what brings the entertainment.
In the AFL, the fuse has been lit underneath Saturday's Sydney derby, with Giants defender Sam Taylor labelling the Swans as smug. Taylor and Stephen Cornelio are on track to return from injury for GWS. Captain Toby Green will also be back from suspension. Taylor says there'll be fireworks on Saturday afternoon at the SCG.
Yeah, well, they're young, they're firing, they're a bit smug, but yeah, there is a lot of dislike, and once we get on the field, we want to beat them, we want to smack them and come home with the win.
Over in the West, Eagles coach Adam Simpson says managing players will be crucial for the rest of the season. West Coast were without Harley Reid as it went down to the Gold Coast Suns on Sunday by 37 points. Simpson says they need to get to a stage where all players are giving a collective effort.
But we've learnt some pretty harsh lessons in the last two or three years, so we're trying to be respectful to. We want to win, and then we want our players playing as much as they can. So missing one game, but we get in for 22, you do it every day of the week.
Rugby Union now, and Rugby Australia chair Dan Herbert says the game must use an anticipated financial windfall from next year's British and Irish Lions tour to reset the game after recording a $9 million loss. That comes just a year after recording a profit of $8.2 million. Seven Australians have made the women's round of 16 at the Gold Coast Surf Pro at Snapper Rocks. Bronte McCauley, the standout, with a 9.5 ride. In football, Brazilian defender Thiago Silva has confirmed he'll leave Chelsea at the end of the EPL season. At the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers have taken a shock 3-1 series lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Minnesota has advanced to the second round, sweeping the Phoenix Suns 4-0. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs in ice hockey, the Vancouver Canucks have recorded an incredible comeback to go 3-1 up in their series against the Nashville Predators. They were 3-1 down in Game 4 before scoring two goals in the final 2 minutes to force overtime. Elias Lindholm then scored the winner for the Canucks, sending Predators fans home devastated.
6-on-5 for the Vancouver Canucks. In front, Lindholm scores! Elias Lindholm! An unlikely overtime win for Vancouver! And they're coming home with a 3-1 series lead!
That's our morning update this morning here on the Wide World of Sports Update podcast. Make sure you check in this afternoon for our afternoon pod to get all the latest on South Sydney coach Jason Demetriou and what comes of that board meeting this morning. I'm Mike Pearsall, you've been with. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow morning.